Hello, everyone. Here is a sneak peek at our new deep dive series found exclusively on the Pinball Party Podcast Patreon. As a thank you for all the support, look for this and more exclusive episodes found only on patreon.com/pinballparty.
Figure it out.
Gets better the more you played it. I thought it was very good. Casuals, like his friends and family, thought it was bonkers. They loved watching the T-Rex eat the ball. And, you know, he loved, like, absolutely loved, you know, like the smart missile and kind of those moments that just get you, just get you.
I want to quickly get into my long-term impressions because my first critical reception or my first impressions were bad, but my long-term, you know, as you heard, it's one of, if not my favorite game. I say that defensively because Lord of the Rings is my favorite theme pinball. But that aside, my favorite game to own and play is Jurassic Park by a landslide, for so many reasons. What I think this is a game that is, it's difficult to be on location and play it, like in my scenario where the flippers might be, or the coil stops, as you put, you know, the flippers are kind of mushy. You can't really hit the shots because these shots, a lot of them, you have to be very precise. Some of them you need plenty of power. The lighting actually fits the game when you know that it's just like a, it's supposed to be warm, like mimicking sun and just the outside, you know, it's earth. Yeah. The game, there's so many rules to it, but not in the like neurotic, we've thrown everything in the kitchen sink at it. And it's just but you need to know what they are to see, oh, okay, you do this, then that. You can either pick a very linear path or you can be a little sporadic if you'd like. And you can either point chase or you can make progress. And so as someone who likes to change their mind a lot or has different, you know, I find enjoyment in many different stimuli in different ways. Often that game very much holds my attention. And my most aggravating aspect of the game is when the T-Rex eats the ball. I'm just like, hurry the fuck up, man. Spit that ball out. Mm-hmm. Let's get going. But most shots in those games, in that game, are some of my favorite shots in all of pinball. And it's the smart missile, my favorite moment probably, is, as you put, in all of pinball. It's just like, get ready. It's going to take your coordination, your aim, pick what, you know, and I didn't know until long term that you could switch what you were selecting with the action button. Like, wow, that's so cool. You get different awards. And the thing that made me like this game so much, it took my guard down, was I had a Jurassic Park premium that I bought, I would say 4 to 6 months after I had played that lit game and thought, all right, I need to get this game in home. I keep hearing how good it is. Let me play it at home. I got it at home. I still wasn't in the right mindset or something. And they also had shitty flippers. Come to find out later in Flippergate, the premium and the LE have different flipper power on the right flipper than the pro does. So if you want to hear about that, listen to a previous pinball party. We go in depth about it. It's true. But I had a pro at home in a temporary trade. I had a Star Trek LE that I traded for someone and they just wanted it so bad. Like, I have a Jurassic Park Pro. Will you take this and some cash? I was like, sure, it's a Jurassic Park Pro. It'll be easy to sell for what you're, you know, just whatever. Uh-huh. So I had it home. I wasn't even going to set it up. But I was like, you know, when you don't have to like pay for something or you don't have whatever, like, oh, what's the harm? I'll just play this game. And the first night I played it for like 5 hours fucking straight. Like, it finally clicked because I didn't have any of the investment in it, nothing. I just got to play the game. And that's where I was like, holy shit, I get it. So I could go on and on about my long-term impressions, but it's my favorite game. How about your long-term impressions? Have they changed?
You know, they haven't. I think the game is great. I have these two different columns of games that I just really think are great and respect.
For all this and more, patreon.com/pinballparty.